Alongside Jack Morgan,
vegan of course. Today we're talking about the new KFC situation. It's
finger-licking. I keep on seeing this question come up.
Can you be a good vegan and still go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and eat their vegan chicken? I think it's really interesting for a lot of different reasons, but the number one reason is one that I did not talk about on our YouTube channel. A while ago, Kentucky Fried Chicken changed its name to KFC. It's a very weird thing to do. I mean, it made sense for AT&T to do that because American Telephone and Telegraph is not really what they do anymore, right? AT&T is a much bigger concern than just telephones and telegraphs.
For fingertip access to information, ideas,
Kentucky Fried Chicken
decisions.
Also is moving into a place where chicken isn't really what they sell. And I remember when it happened, people were saying like, oh my God, they're not even calling their chicken anymore because it's so genetically modified. And there's all these stories about how chickens are growing with four drumsticks and that they're doing all sorts of weird experiments on chickens, Dr. Mengele style.
Finger licking good.
Most of that comes out to be, you know, just vegan propaganda. The idea that Kentucky Fried Chicken now being called KFC, they could sell whatever they want. And they did. They started selling like those weird chicken sandwiches where the bread was made of chicken.
There's only one way to cook Colonel Sanders Kentucky Fried Chicken, and that's my way.
So what is a vegan? For the purposes of this, we're going to say that a vegan is a person who holds the principle of emancipation of animals from the exploitation of man. A vegan is a person who wants to end the exploitation of animals because they are enslaved by human beings. In order to support this principle, vegans generally have what we call the vegan diet. We don't eat animals because that would be the ultimate exploitation. And KFC has been making a great profit off of exploitation of animals for, I think, 3 generations, probably closer to 4 generations. They've been making great sums of money. So if a vegan eats there, they're supporting a company that makes money off of the exploitation of animals. But this raises a really good question. And I've thought about this for so many years. Who is the better vegan activist? The secretly vegan executive working in the ranks of McDonald's, pushing the vegan agenda to make their farms that supply them more humane, or pushing for the McPlant or McVegan, whatever they're calling their vegan option, or person who is protesting in front of a random McDonald's. I'm not saying that both aren't necessary. Who has a greater positive impact on animal welfare? The problem is that companies are treated like gods under our current form of capitalism, and sentient gods at that. They are granted the same rights as an American citizen. They are granted a breadth of freedom that most humans can't have because they're worth billions and billions of dollars. Companies like Coca-Cola have literally murdered union organizers in the pursuit of profit. Companies like Chevron have been perfectly okay with melting the planet, BP and its oil spill, poisoning millions of people after killing millions of fish. They don't care about anything because if they are people, they're sociopathic. They're like Terminator.
Come with me if you want to live.
They have one goal, one solitary thing they're good at, which is profit. Everything else is sublunary. And I feel like all of us were born into this system of capitalism and said, you know, welcome to capitalism. Here are all the benefits of it, of which there are some. And they never really got into what's your role in all of this? And your role in all of this is to train the corporations, because since they are existing in this binary, money or no money, you have to steer them with carrot and stick, dollar or no dollar. I mean, Adam Smith's invisible hand doesn't work unless we hold the reins, but it doesn't seem like anybody wants to do that anymore. I know it's a little naive to think that, okay, we can make a difference, but you can. You give them money when they do something good, you boycott when they do something bad. And we've seen that boycotts and support of companies make a difference, right? When you boycott a company, they change oftentimes, or at least apologize. And when you give them money, when they do good things, they do more of those good things to get more money. We hold a dog treat, we can train them. So supporting KFC's decision to include a vegan option in their menu isn't really supporting KFC. KFC doesn't need your support. KFC wants your money. But by rewarding its good behavior, it will do it more often. It will advertise that product more. Not to mention the fact that when companies like KFC buy more Beyond Meat, Beyond Meat's stock price goes up. Beyond Meat is able to do more good with what they have. Beyond Meat is also just another corporation. And think about the benefits that we have when we have KFC there. We have all of these people who maybe they're thinking about going vegan, maybe not, but maybe someone's just going to try it and they didn't kill a chicken that day. And maybe they like it. And every time they go to the KFC, they get that instead. How many chickens over a lifetime have now been spared the guillotine? And how many children are growing up in households where they have less than supportive families? My father was not supportive when I went vegan. Straight out adversarial family members will go to KFC and the 13-year-old vegan can say, "I'll have that, please." Pretty awesome. And I will say this, that the executive that did make the decision to allow the Beyond Meat chicken into the KFC family single-handedly saved countless lives. I find that truly remarkable because I promise you, it was a fight in those executive offices. I've been in some of those types of meetings and they are grueling. And so whoever kept pushing and had the perseverance to make this happen and the person who allowed himself to be convinced, I'm astounded because it's going to make a giant difference. By seeing these companies make the change, we see that they're preparing for a world that is more vegan or more plant-based. All these people aren't vegans. They're just wanting to live a plant-based life, possibly to keep the planet from melting, for example. But the net result is positive. So great. Meanwhile, Tyson and Kellogg are both companies' names that keep on coming up when I hear about who is investing in the future of plant-based food. That's really cool because they're not occupying that space really. Not totally. Some of them are, but like Tyson certainly. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, they've killed more chickens than anybody. And they see that the writing is on the wall. See, veganism, when I went vegan, was kind of a hippie thing. Maybe Moby was the only vegan that I knew about that wasn't a total hippie. And most people, when I went vegan, said, "Isn't that some hippie bullshit?" And now, it's not some hippie bullshit. This is the future. Now this is Star Trek.
Scotty, beam me up.
Early adopter type shit. This is like having a smartphone before anybody else. That's what veganism really is. It's people adopting something before it's mainstream. Because we know it's going to be mainstream. It's becoming mainstream because of things like this. So could you be a person who is against animal exploitation who also eats Beyond Meat chicken at KFC? Of course you can. What about the oil? I know a lot of vegans argue about this, but here's the thing. A food doesn't cease being vegan because it came somehow in contact with an animal product. You don't lose your vegan superpowers because you ate something that was boiled in the same oil. I think it's fucking disgusting. I think it's really gross, but you don't stop being vegan because you had oil on something. It's like, I had a roommate, he had meat in our fridge, and I found it pretty disgusting. It made me gag when he cooked. I was not happy about it, but that doesn't make me not a vegan because my roommate had bacon in the fridge. I just thought it was really gross, and it pissed me off a lot. But I personally probably won't be partaking in good old KFC because I think that fast food is poison, but for the most part, and fast food I tend to avoid at all costs. At best, I think it's just going to be something that you can eat at in a jam on a road trip. But at worst, it's poison. It's gonna kill you. I've been in rural areas where Subway was the only thing to eat, and I've done it, you know, had the veggie delight. And I've eaten a Del Taco and had their vegan burritos. But half the time, I don't trust them. They get it wrong all the time. They're also filthy places to work. I've been in the food and beverage industry, and I don't think any restaurant's perfect, but I think fast food is particularly disgusting. But that's a whole other story. So yeah. Vegans, go ahead and eat at KFC if you really want to, or if you have to, you know, good for you. If you're enjoying spending time with me, I do invite you to share the podcast, go over to YouTube, check out our YouTube channel. If you like spreading the word of veganism, a like, a subscribe is an act of support of activism that is greatly appreciated. In the meantime, my name is Skyjack Morgan, and this is Vegan of Course Radio.
Vegan of Course Radio. This is Vegan of Course Radio.